Visiting Teaching Message. Prepare by living providently and paying tithes and offerings. Prayerfully select and read from this message the scriptures and teachings that meet the needs of the sisters you visit. Share your experiences and testimony. Invite those you teach to do the same. What is provident living, and how can it bless our lives? President Spencer W. Kimball. Provident living implies the husbanding of our resources, the wise planning of financial matters, full provision for personal health, and adequate preparation for education and career development, giving appropriate attention to home production and storage, as well as the development of emotional resiliency. Let's do these things because they are right, because they are satisfying, and because we are obedient to the counsels of the Lord. It is true that difficult times will come, for the Lord has foretold them. But if we live wisely and providently, we will be as safe as in the palm of His hand. Welfare Services, The Gospel in Action. Ensign, November 1977, page 78. President Gordon B. Hinckley. We have been counseled again and again concerning self-reliance, concerning debt, concerning thrift. Let us have some food set aside that would sustain us for a time in case of need. But let us not panic nor go to extremes. Let us be prudent in every respect. And above all, let us move forward with faith in the living God and His beloved Son. The Times in Which We Live, Ensign, November 2001, page 73. Bonnie D. Parkin, Relief Society General President. The advertising industry is very effective in changing our wants into needs. The temptations are often overwhelming to acquire more than we can afford. The regular payment of tithing should help teach us wise financial management. Tithing payment does not release us from the necessity of living within our means. Family happiness is not determined by things. It does come from husbands and wives working together, communicating, and solving problems. Women's Conference, Harriman, Utah, February 8, 2003. How do tithes and offerings help us prepare spiritually and temporally? Malachi chapter 3, verse 10. Prove me now herewith, if I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. President N. Eldon Tanner, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Tithing is a commandment with a promise. If we obey this commandment, we are promised that we will prosper in the land. This prosperity consists of more than material goods. It may include enjoying good health and vigor of mind. It includes family solidarity and spiritual increase. Constancy Amid Change, Ensign, November 1979, page 81. Elder Joseph B. Worthlin of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Contributing a generous fast offering blesses the givers richly and allows them to become partners with the Lord and the bishop in helping relieve suffering and fostering self-reliance. Perhaps we should evaluate our offerings and decide if we are as generous with the Lord as He is with us. Inspire Church Welfare, Ensign, May 1999, page 78. End of Visiting Teaching Message. Prepare by living providently and paying tithes and offerings.